From the News Center, a news focus.
May marks both Mental Health Awareness and Military Appreciation Month. In Pennsylvania, officials want to ensure veterans know mental health and substance use resources are available. Pennsylvania is home to nearly 800,000 military veterans. Rick Camp of the State Department of Military and Veteran Affairs leads on military suicide prevention in the state. He says veterans can sometimes face stigma if they speak openly about struggles with anxiety or depression.
Always be there for your family members and for those around you. You know what's normal for a person, and if they don't look normal, don't be afraid to ask the question, are you okay? That is the start of helping a person. And be ready when they reply, no, I'm not.
The state recently launched PA Vet Connect, a community-based outreach program for veterans to find behavioral and mental health services and employment opportunities. If you are a veteran in crisis or know one, you can call the Veterans Crisis Line at 800-273-8255 and press 1. Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare agrees it's important to look out for signs of mental health challenges in loved ones. That may mean an uncharacteristic disinterest in activities they usually enjoy, a change in sleep patterns, or mentioning feelings of hopelessness. She adds it's important for people to seek help from a trusted health professional.
Mental health is part of our health. It's a conversation you should be having with your primary care physician when you go get your annual checkup, especially if you already have an established relationship. And it can be a really good place to start and also take into context your other medical conditions.
According to the 2022 America's Health Ranking Senior Report from United Health Foundation, drug-related deaths increased by 149% for older adults in Pennsylvania over a 10-year period. 76% of Pennsylvania's veterans are over age 55. I'm Emily Scott.